Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When Jesus came to the earth, there were a lot of people on the planet who never even knew He came during those 34 years. And there were a whole lot of people in His own country that didn't care. And He didn't reveal Him. God didn't reveal Him to everybody, but to certain ones. And when He was raised from the dead, do you remember the scripture? He revealed Himself to everybody? No. No, certain ones.
That's right.
Why? And people scoff and mock about it and go, sure, God spoke to you. Sure, He revealed. And that would show a reason why He didn't do it to them. You hear the way they talk about it? Because somebody that loved Him, if it's real, they'd go, He did? Ooh. You are blessed. Let me touch you. Is that right? You saw the Master? Oh. I'm going to see Him too. Sooner or later, I'm going to see Him too. Is that right?
Yes.
But people that scoff and mock, you can tell they don't have that hunger for it. They don't want it. Oh, I do. Do you?
Yes.
I do. Do you want to see Him?
Yes.
Do you want to hear Him?
Yes.
Oh. 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 There's nothing. I've experienced some of His love. Just like you. I remember some years ago, I was in the floor one night late, early in the morning, I guess, praying. And man, the Holy Spirit came in the room. And the love of God, I was actually praying for somebody, and the love of God, His love for them, came in me. And I just kind of fell limp on the floor, and I cried. And nobody in the room but me and Him and cried and laughed. And after an hour, I said, Lord, this is where I want to live, right in this forever. And that's what the environment of heaven is. The Lamb is the light. When you step out and the light hits you in heaven, it's love shining right on your face. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than pure, perfect love. But who's going to get a taste of that? And who's going to find out the fullness of it later on? Not everybody. Who? Who? Those that love Him. John 14, are you there? I am believing that you and I, here watching online by the internet, our love for Him is coming up. Yes. Will you believe that with me? That we will see what we need to see and changes will be made. And come on, somebody said out loud, my love,
for my
God
is increasing.
See, He talks in our scripture that we've got over the building there in Branson, exceeding faith and abounding love. Can your love increase? Can it abound and overflow? Well, for God and for each other. In John 14, verse 21. Now, the prophet said, you are a God who hides yourself. So we say, well, I thought He's a God who reveals Himself. He's both. Depends on who you're talking about. There are a bunch of folks in the earth who don't want God. They've seen some glimpses of Him. What we just read in Romans, there's not a being on the planet that hasn't seen some glimpses of Him. If they had chosen to receive and believe that, they'd have found out more. But many did not. They shut it down. They refused it. And we just read in Romans, your mind gets darkened. Your heart gets darkened. You don't see anymore. So you have this, people on the planet who are living in darkness, like there's no God, believing there's no God, blaspheming and mocking. And then there's other people on the same planet at the same time. God's more real to them than their father, mother, brother, sister, spouse. God is living real to them. Hallelujah. They're hearing from Him. They're communing with Him. He's showing them things. Is it true or not?
Yes.
It's happening side by side in this world. And some people try to leave the idea, well, that's God's. I mean, He just chooses to show Himself to some and some He does not. And I can't help it if you don't want to show. Not true. Not true. Not true. Who does He reveal Himself to? Right here it says. Jesus said, He that has My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me. Now we're going to get into this before it's over with. But if you love Him, one of the chief ways it's demonstrated is you do what He tells you to do. That's the truth. He it is that loves Me. He that loves Me shall be loved of My Father. Now this is not all the people He loves, but the ones that love Him. Shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will what?
Manifest
myself to everybody? No. No. To him. Him who? That loves Me. How you know He loves Him? He does what He says. If you love Him, you love what He loves. You care about what's important to Him. And when He says, do this, you do it. If He shows you what to do, but you just won't do it year after year, the truth is, people don't like it this plain, but the truth is, you love something else more than you love Him. Whether it's me or you, whoever it is. And to those that don't love Him enough, they won't experience Him. He won't be revealing Himself to you. Life gets cold and old. Redundant, boring. Put that up in the Amplified, please. Amplify. The person who has My commands and keeps them is the one who really loves Me. And whoever really loves Me will be loved by My Father. And I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest Myself to Him. I will let Myself be clearly seen by Him and make Myself real. To everybody? No. To Him. To Him. Oh, how many church-going people, if you asked them, would say, oh, I want to know more about God. Yes, I want to experience more of God. Do you know it's not up to Him? We're not waiting on Him. I know some years ago in seeking the Lord about direction in ministry, I was so many times we're clamoring, asking Him for things, and it's got to be annoying to Him sometimes because He's waiting on us. And we think we're waiting on Him. And I forget exactly what I was saying. And He interrupted me. And He said, Keith, son, I will take everything you will give Me. As much of your life as you want to give Me. As much of you. I'll receive it. And I'll fill it. Oh, hallelujah. What does that let you know, though? You hadn't given it all to Him. A lot of your life, a lot of your stuff, you're still compartmentalizing. And He said, I'll take all you'll give Me. All you'll give Me. We're not waiting on Him to experience more of Him. If you draw near to Me, what did He say?
He'll draw
Well, then who needs to make a move then? He hasn't gone anywhere. If you'll draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you'll love me and fully obey me, I will love you. And I'll manifest myself to you. God's love's not in question here. He has demonstrated His love we don't know how many zillions of times over. Every millisecond, He's sustaining our planet and our solar system and our life and gives us our next breath. His love should be unquestioned. It's our love. That's the question mark. Oh, but friend, no matter where we've been, can we draw closer today? Can we? Can we draw nearer? It's not between me and you and the church and God. This is between you and Him. Period. Right? You and Him. You and Him. Me and Him. And we need to come in, fall across the floor. Come on, are you listening? And nobody, not be aware or thinking about anybody or anything else, tell Him you believe in Him. Tell Him you're persuaded of His goodness. Tell Him that you're thankful that you're alive, that you exist. Come on, are you listening? Tell Him that you're so thankful that you're not lost, that you're not headed for hell. Tell Him that you love Him forever for what He's done for you, and express it. No religious junk, no memorized quotations, straight out of your heart, straight to Him. Come on, are you listening? Tell Him you want to do whatever He wants you to do and mean it, mean it. And oh friend, if you do, you know what's going to happen? Immediately, you're going to sense the presence of God in your room stronger than you have before. You're going to sense the presence of God in your car, in your house. He's going to begin speaking to you, and you're going to hear it clearer than you've ever heard Him before. Yes. And you may kick yourself because you hadn't already done this. Let's act on this right now. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. Come on, lift your hands. Lord, we worship You. We give You the glory. Come on, out of Your mouth. Nobody silent. Tell Him, Lord, we worship You. We worship You. We worship You.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.